Your website is still your primary source of traffic where people are essentially vetting your credibility.
Hello, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to help grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
So Kevin, I would say the world is all about technology. So we have put our technology hats on and we've been out and talking to people to get the best people into Studio AOC to talk technology. And when it comes to technology, the proper tool to have dialed in is nothing but your website is number one, right?
Absolutely.
So since your website's number one, we have been talking in the industry and our good friend Todd Redding with Shret Venture Group introduced us to Robert Yen, who is one of the founders out of San Francisco with Monograph.io. So I'm excited to go in and ask him some questions and peel back some layers on technology and really focus in on that website.
And again, a practicing architect that developed technology specifically for architects and builders. So that should be really interesting to hear his insights.
Definitely. Like, we're always out there. This show is for you, contractors and architects, to grow your business. So we're always out there looking for that feather in your cap to help you grow your business specifically designed for you. So let's go in and have a chat with Robert.
Here we go.
What's your favorite beverage?
I love IPAs. I love good beer.
All right. You're in San Francisco where you got a bunch of those, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of microbrews here.
Well, tell us a hot one you're drinking right now.
It's 10:30 in the morning. I'm drinking a cup of coffee.
We'll wait till noon, right?
Sure. I've been a huge fan of Anchor Steam recently.
Yeah, I love that one too. Cool.
It's one of the originals.
Yeah. Can't beat them.
Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
This small little town called Sapa in northern Vietnam, on the border of Vietnam and China.
Give us one story from that trip.
They're completely sustainable small village. No power, no running water. Just fantastic. It was like camping out, culturally really enriching.
Tell us your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena.
I love to play basketball. I'm part of a few small intramural leagues in the city, so I play regularly.
Nice. Let me guess, you the shooting guard?
Shooting guard.
All right, there you go.
I'm a little guy, but that's okay.
The sharp shooter in the corner, huh?
Yeah.
Attaboy. So we got to know a little bit about Robert Yen, who is one of the founders of Monograph.io. Tell us about Monograph.io and what that's all about, Robert.
Sure. Monograph is essentially a website builder designed from the ground up for architects and builders. My background is an architect. I studied architecture and did my master's at the University of Michigan. I worked as an architect for almost 8 years before transitioning to technology and software.
And you're in San Francisco is where you guys are building this platform from?
That's correct. I'm one of three co-founders, and we're based in San Francisco.
So talk a little bit about the different features or platforms based on the size of firms and that kind of thing that you're offering out there.
Sure. I know from being in the industry that most of the architects practicing in the field are primarily small to middle-sized firm size. So Monograph is really designed to cater that particular size within the field. We're a website builder platform, but we're also a concierge service. That means I'm essentially an extension of your team while we build and refine your new website on Monograph. Some of the big features that set us apart is from the ground up, we're designed for the industry. So famous term SEO, which is essentially how you're found on Google, that's pre-baked into every Monograph account, knowing that we're targeting the same people and everyone's going after the same clientele. Plus, you get the concierge service, so I'm here to help you along to educate you on what's the best images, how to best optimize, how to best assist from a marketing perspective and a presentation perspective in modern-day web design.
Now, with the advent of other sites out there like House, which has become so popular? Do you integrate and provide links and connections so that it becomes seamless between their own website and other outside sources?
And I would add social media as a whole. House obviously is a big platform, but LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, all that stuff can be overwhelming. As you said, most architects are small to mid-sized firms. Tell us about how you integrate with all that stuff.
Sure. Well, we're absolutely integrating with every major platform out there. We are a new company, so this will be a slow progress, but we've started working with House and we started working with all the social media companies to make sure that your other outlets for marketing are easy accessible through your Monograph account. I do want to remind architects and builders out there as they present their work that even though you have a House or you have an Instagram account, your website is still your primary source of traffic where people are essentially vetting your credibility.
Definitely. It's the interview process, right? And that's where they really go to cut to the chase to find out if they want to reach out to you or not. And I think it's such an important platform. And it's been really fun as we've been building the tribe on the Art of Construction. I always like to give credit where credit is due. Todd Redding, the CEO of Strett Venture Group, is the person who made the introduction. And I challenge you to go back and listen to his show when he was a guest on the Art of Construction. He made the introduction. And I think there's a lot of synergy is that an architect building a platform for architects. And I think there's a lot to be said for that because the world of website building from the, I always like to, in my day, use the 30,000 foot view, is there's so many Wix and Weebly and all these general platforms that you just click for free and you have your website tomorrow. Well, today in the world of today, it's not just building a website, it's crafting the art of telling your story. And I think that's where you really should take the time to interview the process. So let's role play where I'm an architect and I already have a website and my website's good enough. I already have more business than I can handle. Why should I take the time to revamp this whole thing and reach out to monograph.io? And tell me what .io means instead of .com.
Well, we can start there. .io is essentially, it's a booming, growing extension, mostly because in the tech space, IOs are shorthand firms for technology I's and O's, ones and zeros. So that's kind of why we've decided to hybridize the name of Monograph, which is a contemporary take on an architectural monograph, but now digitized. And then have it .io.
Gotcha.
To address your second question, like, even if your business is great, which is fantastic, and maybe you might not need Monograph at all, and that's okay. Like, me speaking from a co-founder's perspective, I want every architect to have the best tools that are appropriate for them. And Monograph isn't appropriate for everyone. In the right circumstances, it is, and in other circumstances, it's not. But what we can provide is this, essentially we're an extension of your technology team, of your IT team, and always be there to essentially help you along the way. That's really what set us apart. This is why we're heavy on the concierge service, because the industry is made up of licensed professionals. It's very difficult to just hand you one of these or competitors and say, go at it on your own. That's why Monograph, we're here to give you best advice on how to meta tag your images, how to best optimize, how to best present, to make sure you're also ready in all devices as well. It's also part of our longer-term strategy as a product, software product company, to build additional tools on top of Monograph to continue to serve the industries.
Tell us about video, as I think it's one of the new platforms. I shouldn't say new, it's been around for a long time, but I think a lot of people are looking at video where they need to get more involved in video, from YouTube to telling their story, and technology keeps making it easier and easier to do that. Mm-hmm. What's your take on video and tying it into your website, how you think architects and people listening should attack that?
I think you made a fantastic point. I think we're going to see more and more professionals utilize video as a means to tell their story. And Monograph is prepared to handle and assist within our templates on how to utilize the videos in various ways to describe your project. We've already seen many interesting avenues in how architects have started to use videos in interesting ways. The most obvious way is at the completion of a project to kind of walk someone through. But what we'll start to see more is the architect really describing themselves as liaisons between the client and the built environment, describing their vision, their story, and you know how they work, how they conceptualize buildings and forms, which is really, really fascinating.
Yeah, and the whole 3D modeling, an architect is to basically prepare the proper story for all the other people around there to visualize and understand it. And Kevin and I are always talking about getting it right on paper before you start the project. And why I bring that up is because I think guys like you that are forward thinking and thinking long term is to say, well, video and concepts within there is to say, how can we all work together through your web platform to have this conversation like we're sitting in Denver, Colorado, and you're in San Francisco through video and having those collaborations to take it to the next level? Have you guys had conversations as you're building your new company? Had those kinds of conversations came up?
Oh, every day. That's a beautiful part of being a new company and being young is I every day advocate and ask our existing users feedback and suggestions. Because this way I can kind of gauge also from the architect's perspective and the construction's perspective on what tools are needed, what tools that they wish, how can the platform be better. We're always pushing it because we're young and nimble. We're able to work on those quite fast.
You know, one of the things that we've found interesting in some of the conversations we've had with architects is asking the question of them in terms of how they differentiate themselves from others out there. And one of the common denominators has been finding a way to, on their part, to be able to have some sort of an emotive or emotional connection with a prospective, you know, homeowner, builder, that kind of thing, client. And so talk a little bit about what kinds of things that you recommend to people, whether it be testimonials or, like Devin mentioned, on video, that gives you an opportunity for somebody potentially to kind of interview you without having an interview with you. You know, I mean, talk a little bit about how you can find a way to set yourself apart from all of your competitors out there.
Yeah. If you cannot do video, I think high resolution images are extraordinarily important. To take time to craft that image and to spend time and resources there is highly important. We are a visually based field of professionals. So to spend the time and energy to better present your work is extraordinarily important.
One of the things that we heard from the marketing director at Howe's was that, plus the other ingredient of explaining kind of before, during, and after what happened through the process, so somebody can get an idea that not only is that the finished product that I'm looking for, but the process of how you got from the beginning to the finish line is really what I'm looking for, and therefore I want to work with you.
I completely agree. I think that's the one thing that I know from my experience that it's always one of the hardest parts is walking a client through, educating them along the way on what are the steps, what are the processes, how do you progress forward. This is really important. I was as one advice I tell many of my clients is even though quality is highly important, consistency is even more important. It's really important, especially now in the digital age, to be consistently outputting visual work. And that does not have to mean completed work. It's just essentially making sure that there's always fresh and new things on your website that essentially describe you as a professional, that describe finished project, and describe processes and things that you're currently tackling as a designer and architect.
Definitely. I want to read a paragraph that I pulled from your website. A great architecture website does more than highlight your work. It anchors your firm's digital identity. Each of our website templates are optimized for search and sharing to maximize your web presence right from the start. And I think that's great. You only get one chance to make a first impression. I think that's what you're talking about, mm-hmm. Those great images, but yet then to keep you on the page is the consistency to get you to the finish line. So do you want to expound on that a little bit about those words that you've put on your homepage?
Sure. You know, now that we've been building software for some time now, we know that consistency trumps one-offs. So it's really important to not only do great work, but to maintain a level of rigor and maintain a level of consistency of outputting work back into the digital world. This helps future clientele and audience to validate you, and it helps you become ranked higher in Google. Google has really smart algorithms that essentially track your behavior on your website. So the more active you are, the more Google will understand that you are active and to rank you higher when someone's searching for an architect.
So if I'm an architect listening to this show, has a website, but they look themselves in the mirror and say, you know, I have a website, but I hired a company 3 years ago or whatever to do it, and I've now just kind of been buried in the drawings, as they say, mm-hmm. in the architect world. Give us the top three things that you would want to spark their interest to say, these are the three things when you're going after putting attention to the website, this is what you should do.
Yeah, one is, we've already talked about, the visuals is highly, highly important. And then to essentially, like what you mentioned earlier, lay out a plan. Consistency does not have to mean every day, does not have to mean every week, but consistency means at a regular interval. So whatever suits your practice, put that in writing. Lay out a strategy, lay out a plan. And from there, if you need advice, like my team and I can assist on what tools are out there to essentially optimize the deliverables and your delivery of that content on a regular basis.
Now, what about the builder side? You mentioned, obviously, that your focus is both architects and builders. Mm-hmm. Is there anything substantially different when a builder wants to do business with you?
No, that's the really interesting part. There's not that much of a big difference. Both the builder and the architect conveys stories in a very similar manner. They both work in the built environment in the architecture and construction industry. So there's quite a lot of crossover in terms of similarities in how they deliver content to their website.
So to recap the top three, number one, you would say visuals. So if you're going to revamp, go out and make sure you're vetting your customers to get testimonials and pictures and things to really build up that visual presence, right?
Correct.
And then number two is to put together a plan in writing, and we couldn't agree more. It's getting it right on paper. And as I've developed the Full Life Perspective presentation that we're going to be doing seminars and stuff here, I couldn't agree more. And we're always talking about things like the E-Myth Revisited, to where develop a full plan and then put that plan to your systems. And your website is really those systems, to where both internally and externally everybody can understand your culture and your fit from the team, right? And then don't expect what you don't inspect. So optimize those deliverables. So have, when you're interviewing people like Monograph, tell us about how you track and measure those deliverables.
Sure. I think one of the easiest things is to directly compare to the previous website. Did we do a better job? What we do really well, and I would suggest everyone to reassess their current website situation, is it responsive? And what that means is it can work on any device and across all browser sizes. That's really, really important, especially when everyone is device focused. Everyone has a mobile phone, have tablets now, and they're all come in variety of sizes. So being completely a responsive platform is extraordinarily important.
Now, that you touched on something that I think is often overlooked, and that is that you need to have things work in a complementary fashion, and that takes a lot of behind-the-scenes effort, right? I mean, it's not something that's automatic, that every website is going to then be able to work on a mobile platform or an iPad and that kind of thing. What you're suggesting is to make sure that you work through that mm-hmm. up front, so that when somebody is seeking your information, they're not getting blocked out because it's not compatible.
Yeah, and you're controlling how aesthetically you're presenting yourself, right? Because
right?
You have no idea if that person's going to be on an iPhone versus a 13-inch laptop versus a 50-inch high-definition TV. We just don't know, and that's quite a scale to jump. And you know, if you want to do business in contemporary times, you have to make sure you're compatible across all sizes.
Yeah, because ultimately the person on the receiving side is not going to readjust their device to make it work with your website. They're going to use what they're using.
Correct.
Yeah, that's so interesting to me because I'm thinking like, oh, if I'm 5 minutes early for a meeting, I'll pull up my iPhone, which I just changed from the iPhone 6 to the iPhone 7 Plus, which is a big difference. And I don't know the size of that screen, but that little difference makes a big difference. Or if I'm pulling out my Surface Pro laptop, that's not a huge screen, but bigger than the iPhone 7 Plus. Or if I really have the time, I'll be in my office where I have a 32-inch TV. And when you're building stuff out, do you think through kind of the progression to where kind of dangle the carrot and their iPhone or whatever, their small device, to get them to put that in their memory bank to go to www.monograph.io when they get back to their office where they can really zoom in or enlarge it? That's interesting to me.
Yeah, it's our top priority. I feel like it's a strong belief of our company that we cannot build software that is not across devices. That means we also invest time and money in acquiring an array of devices and make sure that every line of code we write is acceptable across platforms.
The other thing I'd be curious about, you talked early on about the importance of your platform coming kind of with a baked-in SEO system that's designed for architects and builders. Talk a little bit about that. And obviously for the folks that are not involved in tech every day, that's the search engine optimization, the whole idea of getting your message to the people that are ultimately, that you want to have interest in. So talk a little bit about how that works and how that sets you apart from the competition.
Sure. Without getting too technical, the easiest way to explain is because we're so focused on essentially the built environment, that allows us to build technology around it very specifically, which means there's within the foundation code, there's pre-baked meta tags that will allow you to be found easier through Google and Yahoo and essentially all the search engines, because those tags are generic tags that everyone in the industry have. Like we're all builders. We're all designers. We're all essentially architects, construction, design, build. We're within the same space. That allows us to really, at the very first level, design technology that's suited for the industry. The second level is because me and my partners are trained as architects and we're providing services for the industry, we're also partnering and trying to deliver a concierge service where we're trying to help you understand how to name images, how to better write description text, how to utilize Google tools to help you rank better. All this part of the SEO search engine optimization strategy. And then lastly, the last step is really on your part to execute your plan and to be consistent.
Yeah, another thing on your website, it talks about how, I'm reading this from your website, Monograph helps every architect build a beautiful website online, drag and drop builder that requires zero code. And I think that tagline right there, that's what every website builder says they do. You literally just take your picture, you dump, log in, you dump it in there, and it's done. But it's kind of what you're putting together with that picture to actually have somebody see that picture. I'm curious, as the programming world evolved from writing code to the back-end stuff, is there more back-end systems when you guys are developing platforms, when you're catering to architects? Like the front end is saying you just log in and whatever your platform and you drag and drop. But do you guys log into something when you're building your back end stuff, or is it still a custom code world trying to communicate through Google and all the others?
For us, because we're building a very unique tool, everything is custom and original from the ground up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But not everybody's that way, right? Even behind the scenes, people are trying to, quote-unquote, Google a batch of codes to then make their own special codes that then makes a drag and drop for you to be customized and different, right?
Yeah, there's a large, huge industry of people building on top of WordPress, building on top of Squarespace and Weebly and Wix that essentially leverages their existing platform to write custom code. That's not what we do. We essentially redesigned and built from the ground up a unique tool specific for the industry. This is also allows us to really focus. Like, we don't spend our time trying to figure out how to make a shopping cart, right? Like, we're not a Shopify or we're not trying to service the e-commerce industry. this allows us.
Well, that's exactly my point that I was trying to get at. If you're a Wix, Squarespace, or Weebly, mm-hmm. you have to try to think to cater to everybody. And I love that visual is really in my head right now, the shopping carts. Well, if you're in a world that you're making something custom and different every time,
right.
you don't need a shopping cart because you're creating it from scratch mm-hmm. every time. And if you're partnering with a company like Monograph, that's exactly what you're doing. You're virtually creating it from scratch for the person who wants people to come to them. So I think that's an important parallel in today's technology in the world we live in with the world of YouTube, how you can be an expert, you know, and you can YouTube that to be an expert, even though if you don't know jack crap about it, you know. So you got to be careful about who's the expert and who you're tying yourself to.
Well said.
Obviously, all your pricing and how you go to business will be on the website. If we've sparked your interest, go check it out. But I want to go back to the kind of beginning and talk through you as an architect. Tell us about the most unique project that you ever did as an architect. And then I want you to piggyback into, in today's world, if you were someone going to look and learn about that project you did, tell us about how you think you should put that online.
I've done a lot of work in my history, so the most unique project I've done is probably a project I worked on while I was at SOM in Chicago. So it was for a skyrise tower in Canada for an insurance company. And I just finished my master's degree and I did a postgraduate degree in robotics. So coming out, they essentially hired me as one of their digital designers. So it was extraordinarily fun because the first phase of the project through schematic design was essentially producing as many variations of a tower design as possible. I was able to leverage my interest in technology to write small scripts based on the parameters of the site to produce a varying degree of massing studies very quickly. That was extraordinarily fun, you know, looking back.
And what was the name of that project?
I think it was for MetLife, and I think they're a huge insurance company in Canada.
All right, and on the flip side, tell us about the most challenging project you did as an architect.
Oh, wow. I did high-end residential for a while, and it's extraordinarily a amount of information to be juggling for a young designer working in residential. To jump between the design, being in an office, to CA, to being on the spot trying to detail connections and being really zoomed in and being really zoomed out at the same time was extraordinarily difficult for a young designer.
So as Devin mentioned, if you fast forward to today and you look at either one or both of those kinds of projects, kind of what are the types of things that you would either recommend or suggest that people use online to kind of promote or to showcase, if you will, a project or projects like you were talking about?
It really depends on what you're doing. You know, if you're doing a project that is highly 3D modeled, it's using BIM, there's a lot of information going. I'm really good friends with the CEO at Modelo.io, which they allow essentially ways for you to present your project, your 3D model online, which is really great. We're working with them to see how we can best collaborate and introduce their technology into Monograph. But if you're more of an architect who work in residential, I think finding ways to really communicate from a very high level thinking all the way down to the details is really important. I think our general audience and clientele don't understand our ability to zoom in and zoom out as really part of our job as architects and builders. We have to look at the building as a whole and have to focus on a corner condition at the same time throughout the project.
I think that's so well said, and especially in today's contemporary, you know, the glass house modern design, you got to really be able to zoom out and show these amazing where the, you know, quote unquote mountain views and all the statements are from the big picture, but you got to be able to 3D model all the way into where that corner meets together, because the devil's in the details. If you have this beautiful house, but that one little corner is where water infiltrates and comes through and crushes the house, well, that big pretty picture doesn't look so pretty anymore. So I think that's a really cool comment and visualization that I get when you talk about technology from both your MetLife high rise to the residential home. But I think in the residential field is where you really get those corner details that are on the fly. You need that information yesterday, and it's hard to have all those pieces and parts in front of you, right?
Yeah, it's very difficult and very exciting at the same time. I think I've learned the most as an architect working at that scale. I think at the large scale, it's really exciting also, but like you're always so removed. The teams are so large. The project is so big. It's very hard to essentially get the whole picture all the time.
Yeah, and we definitely hear that. We just had Neil Evers, who works currently for a small architect firm, Harvey Hines, in Boulder, Colorado, but he previously worked at SOM as well, and that's what he talks about on the podcast. Go back and check it out. And now he's also an instructor at CU Boulder, so really interesting to hear his perspective of the big firm to the small firm, and they're all good, and they're all different. Mm-hmm. When I hear architects like you, would you say it was a great experience to work with SOM as well as, was it a smaller firm when you did the residential project, or was it the same firm?
A smaller firm.
So I find a lot of consistency within that. And I think that's the part where when you tie it all back together with technology, it's like the SOMs have so many, they have whole printing rooms and digital tools, but when you go to the smaller firm, or if you start your own firm, you lose all those, you know, a lot of those tools. But with technology and you know, tying yourself into people like Monograph that are specialized in that, you got to get your most bang for the buck. And that's us here on the Art of Construction. That's our job, is to talk the business of architecture, that you got to make sure that you're using all the right tools to show a profit at the end of the day. And again, back to the introduction with Todd, that's what his whole company is all about. And it's really fun to see all of us pull this stuff together to, we all care and we're passionate, but we got to make sure it works at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's so exciting being on your show, because like I think we all share the same values. Like this is one of the driving motives for us to start Monograph. It's to really not just Monograph, but hopefully be a series of future tools as well to help the industry, because there's so much value me and my team can bring to the industry by building unique tools. Majority, 80% of architects and designers out there, you know, SOM are not our clientele. They're great. They have huge budgets. They're forward-thinking. They're developing technology in-house. It's really everyone else that we're trying to assist and help.
Definitely.
Makes sense.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling your story. Hopefully we've painted the picture of where Monograph's going, and people want to go check that out. And if there's one thing for contractors and architects listening to take to the marketing business bank, tell us one book quote or one leave behind for everybody to go out and grow their business.
If you're not on social media, you should be on social media. And I would take that with a grain of salt. Like I'm not asking you to be on every channel. I'm not asking you to do a Facebook, a Twitter, an Instagram, Pinterest. Like I think pick one that you're comfortable with and to do it. I think if you're not utilizing social media, that's a huge deficit to your business.
And then one last thing, if there's one person that you'd highly recommend that we should have as a guest on the show, let us have it, Robert.
I'm really good friends with Lisa Salve. She started an architectural practice in Ann Arbor. We went to school together, and it's called Synecdoche. You should definitely look her up. She's an amazing young architect, a business owner, and doing incredible work in Ann Arbor.
Cool. Well, we'll definitely do that, and thanks for taking the time and coming in and telling us your story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Tribe. I'm Devin Tilley, one of the hosts of the Art of Construction podcast, a podcast specifically designed to help you contractors and architects grow your business by explaining the awesome world of construction. After teaching an audience that has grown to over 40,000 people, it's time to expand, baby, so let's add video to the platform. Each Monday, we will be bringing you a new video on some of our favorite projects and telling you all about the art of construction process. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel today so you don't miss any of it. Come on over and have a fireside chat at theartofconstruction.net and be part of the tribe. See you next week on The Art of Construction.
I would say he's definitely a technology guru, and practicing architecture as well as explaining it, I've really learned a lot in a lot of those technology guys are in over my head. So I got a lot out of that. So hopefully the tribe did as well.
Well, and I think it's interesting when you ask, when we asked the technical questions, he kind of hesitated to go to technical, understandably, because that's the reason they're looking for somebody like that. So he was obviously looking at, here's what the solution, here's what the challenges are, here's how we provide solutions, and then you can focus on your architecture business and let us help you provide those search engine optimization tools, platforms, et cetera, to grow your business.
Yeah, and we put a lot of work into these shows to make it sound just like it's a fireside chat, no issues. Just come in and we talk to Robert, it's a done deal. But in reality, it's a lot of work behind the scenes. So Tribe, the thing I wanted to talk about with Robert is that, first, give credit where credit's due. We do have a Mainstream Video Production is a company out of Denver, Colorado that has helped us really free us up in communication. And Amy on the team has done a phenomenal job of corresponding and all of us that are moving so many different directions to pull back in of the tribe and people to talk to. And the reason I bring that up is because all along the process, Robert was never salesy. And what I mean by that is that it was never pushing. A lot of the people that end up becoming guests on our show are the ones that truly care and want to relate and grow their business. And even things that you're probably not going to hear on the show, it was kind of like, guys, I want to make sure I'm giving to your show and not just being a sales pitch for Monograph. And I think there's a lot to be taken away from that. We truly care about growing your business. And the collaboration from this is that that's what's been so fun about this. We're not selling windows and doors on this show. We're selling education and growing your business, but it gives back so much. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that, as well as we're going to be having multiple events. When you hear this, you should see the whole rebranding of our show. We're consistently working to grow this and make this a tool for the art of construction, truly for all of you to grow your business. So we challenge and hopefully get some feedback from you as we're always growing this. And Robert, good job on telling your story.
Yeah, one of the key things I think that's really important is just the fact that we're always going after people that provide value and that it really focuses on that. And there are a lot of people we've spoken to that don't have that value proposition that we don't have on the show. So, you know, that's the common denominator, is that everybody that we've had on the show is really passionate about the business, really has tools and that type of thing that can really help. And I think credit to Robert talking specifically about the fact that they build everything from the ground up, just like you architects and builders out there are building from the ground up. That's what they're doing from a technology standpoint. They're not flopping something on top of something else that exists and coming up with something that's half-baked. This is all based on their experience as practicing architects, looking at some of the issues, challenges, and those types of things that they've faced out there, and providing technological solutions that work for you. And then on top of that, they've got the ability through their concierge service to provide some of that fill-in-the-blank kinds of things that you don't expect but show up in life, as things always do in this business.
Yeah, and I enjoyed our conversation about video, how it everybody knows they need to do it, but everybody's trying to figure out how, right? So we really want to be leaders in that video, and to be leaders with that, we have to practice what we preach. So from the Art of Construction platform with our new rebrand, we are going to be adding video to that. And we challenge you to go to the website and give us feedback and let us know what videos the tribe you guys would like to see and have us work on and continue to grow this channel. It was amazing. There's going to be a show coming up from the International Builder Show. And folks, I'm here to tell you, if you're listening to this as a supplier or a product, products are everywhere. You better figure out how to have a story that people can relate to. If you don't have that and you're only trying to sell price in a product, I think you're going to be on the outside looking in. So that's where we really want to challenge us all to be more than just a product. We want to tell a story that really makes sense that we can all relate to. So I challenge you to go check out the new platform that we've been building on to grow your business and hopefully ours along the way a little bit, right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed to help contractors and architects grow their business. To listen to more, go to our website, theartofconstruction.net, where you'll see show notes and all kinds of great information. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. And folks, thanks for listening.